3. The Law of Creation. Let us take one of the stories of the Bible and see how the prophets and writers of old reveal the story of creation by this strange Eastern symbolism. We all know the story of Noah and the Ark, that Noah was chosen to create a new world after the world was destroyed by the flood. The Bible tells us that Noah had 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The first son is called Shem, which means name. Ham, the second son, means warm, alive. The third son is called Japheth, which means extension. You will observe that Noah and his 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, contain the same formula of creation, as does the divine name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Noah, the father, the conceiver, the builder of a new world, is equivalent to Yod, or unconditioned consciousness, I am. Shem is your desire, that which you are conscious of, that which you name and define as your objective, and is equivalent to the second letter in the divine name, He. Ham is the warm, live state of feeling which joins or binds together conscious desiring and the thing desired, and is therefore equivalent to the third letter in the divine name, the Vav. The last son, Japheth, means extension and is the extended or objectified state bearing witness of the subjective state and is equivalent to the last letter in the divine name, He. You are Noah, the knower, the creator. The first thing you beget is an idea, an urge, a desire, the word, or your first son, Shem, name. Your second son, Ham, warm, alive, is the secret of feeling by which you are joined to your desire subjectively so that you, the conscious desiring, become conscious of being or possessing the thing desired. Your third son, Japheth, is the confirmation, the visible proof that you know the secret of creation. He is the extended or objectified state bearing witness.